understand it's informed mostly by the fact that unless they see the Bible from ground and therefore they don't think that change is taking place. Some of us who are involved in this government are aware of the progress we are making and the confidence we enjoy amongst the Zimbabweans back home. We cannot force people to come back to Zimbabwe in for time. It's up to the individual. But our message is very, very clear that Zimbabweans must come home to reconstruct, to rebuild the country, and we need all the professionals and skills that are necessary for that rebuilding exercise. Some of us who have been subjected to the violence and to all the abuses believed in this process, that it is an irreversible process towards change, that it is a transitional process, that this is the best option available in order to have peaceful and stable Zimbabwe. One of the focuses is, of course, that with peace and stability, we should be able to recover the economy and respond to the myriad of issues that Zimbabwe has. No jobs, the health is collapsed, education is functional, poverty is endemic. So it is our hope that when this government is allowed to consolidate within this transition, those objectives will be achieved.
Trevor Bond, BBC Radio. In this power-sharing agreement, if Mr. Mugabe controls the police, the security services, the media, and the judicial system, what power do you have to bring about any change?
But Mr. Mugabe does not control those departments. We are a government that is executive authority residing in the president, the prime minister, and cabinet. And there is no one amongst the three pillars of government who has unilateral power to do anything and abuse anything. What is emerging as probably abuses or arrests is just people with resistance. Not everyone supports the inclusive government. There will be a few who will continue to cause problems because they have lost what they used to enjoy in the previous regime.
You courageously joined Mr. Mugabe's administration, but do you think that may have neutralized your capacity to speak out boldly against human rights abuses?
We have merely changed the arena of the struggle, not in the opposition, but in government, in order to achieve the objective we are trying to achieve, which is that we have a transition, we are still fighting, we have mobilized to ensure that by the end of the period of transition, we can have a free and fair election. That is the objective.
But Amnesty International has criticized you personally for not speaking out unequivocally against the human rights.
But that's not true. My record is very, very clear. I've spoken against arrest, abuses against the people. I've spoken against the absence of the rule of law in certain cases. So I think it's not true that I'm not speaking against these abuses.
How important is the role of the churches, both in your country and here, in supporting harmony in Zimbabwe?
Oh, the church plays a very important role. In this case, we believe that the church is going to play a very important role in the national healing process. Because without national healing, there is no stability. Without transitional justice, there is no stability. So the church, by the way, which is a very important institution in our country, will play a very important role